Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed documents asking a federal court to forgo a trial and order the city of Boston to allow its resident, Hal Shurtleff, and his Christian civic organization, Camp Constitution, to fly the Christian flag on a public forum, a city flagpole in the city of Boston. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of Christian Civil Rights Watch, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is a situation that has been going on for some time. We've been in front of the lower federal court twice, lost twice, appealed it to the Court of Appeals, and got the court decision reversed. Now we're back at the same federal court, Matt. All the discovery is done. The depositions are over. All of the information has been gathered. And now we have issued, along with the city, to the court, what's called a joint stipulation of undisputed facts based upon all of the record evidence. And that means everyone on both sides agrees to all of these facts. They don't have to be proved at a trial. Therefore, there's no need to go to a trial. This case is ready to be fully decided based upon all the information. And the additional information we discovered through discovery, through depositions and other public records request and review, really illustrates how far-reaching their censorship is. The city, Matt, has, in the past, since 2005, approved approximately 300 or more applications to fly flags on a public forum city flagpole with not one evidence, not one attempt to censor any of the content or viewpoint. Not one. Except for one, and that's our client, because the flag was called a Christian flag. It's pretty obvious what the city is doing.
Well, that is the very definition, isn't it, of viewpoint discrimination. I mean, that they are singling out the Christian flag and censoring it. That is a gross violation of the First Amendment.
But I mean, guys, this is in Boston. I mean, our country just recently celebrated another birthday. Our founders based this country on Judeo-Christian principles, and yet in Boston, they're censoring the Christian flag?
Yeah, John Adams, our first Vice President and second President of the United States, said, "Our Constitution is made only for a religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. It won't work in any other government without the people being moral, and they're moral because of their religious worldview and beliefs and values."
You should say that quote again, Matt.
Yeah, our Constitution is made only for a religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So, for example, remember when we first invaded some of the countries in the Middle East, Afghanistan, of course, Iraq, and other places? You can't just go in there and invade a country and say, now, once you need to establish your governmental system, here's our Constitution. And it works for us, so it ought to work for you. John Adams said it will not work unless the people are moral people, that they have their own moral compass, and that moral compass comes from the religious teachings, i.e. the Christian, Judeo-Christian worldview and values. That's the only way it's going to work.
Yeah. Well, you know, George Washington echoed in his farewell address in 1796, those very sentiments. He said, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens." He said, if you are anti-Christian, if you're in Christianity, of course, was the religion of that time in our nation, if you seek to subvert religion and morality within the context of government, yes, government, then you are not patriotic.
You're not unpatriotic. You are anti-American. You're anti-freedom. And Turkey with the moon and the crescent, crescent moon.
Yeah.
And that is the sign of Islam. That's the Turkish flag.
So it's not so much religion, because Islam, that is right. The sign of Islam. It's not no different than the Christian flag represents Christianity. So it's not so much religion. It's the Christian religion.
Yeah, and so this person that is the administrator in Boston, the policy first says that this is a public forum. Now, I know flagpoles are not usually like public parks, streets, and sidewalks where people typically gather. You don't typically say, hey, I want to fly my flag on the City Hall flagpole. Those are flagpoles that the City Hall or government uses for their own flags, usually a state and the United States flag. But in this case, Boston explicitly in its policies designates these different places on the ground and a particular flagpole as a public forum.
They opened up the opportunity.
They opened it up.
Yeah.
And
so
300 different attempts to fly flags have all been approved since 2005. Nearly 40 requests have been approved during the year preceding the Camp Constitution request in 2017. Not one was censored. So they have allowed Communist China, Cuba, Turkey with the Islamic crescent on the flag. They've allowed the transgender and the LGBT flag and a whole host of others. They've even allowed the Bunker Hill flag. Now, you may not be familiar with the Bunker Hill flag. And if you're not familiar with the Christian flag is a flag that's white. In the upper corner that attaches to the flagpole, it's a blue square, and inside that is a red cross. And that's all it says. It doesn't say Christian, doesn't say anything else. It's just that symbol. Now, what's the Bunker Hill flag? The Bunker Hill flag is the same thing, just a reverse color scheme. And the only other thing it has is a pine tree, because the pine tree was also a symbol of liberty during the founding period. What we now know is that they've opened this forum, and then the policy says that this one person has the discretion to grant or deny. So if the application by Camp Constitution had indicated that they wanted to fly the Camp Constitution flag, and that's what he actually admitted, if it had said we want to fly the Bunker Hill flag, which is exactly the same except for a different color scheme, he says he would have allowed it. He didn't even know what a Christian flag was. And so when he saw the application, he saw the word Christian.
Uh-oh.
And that is what raised his attention. And because of the word Christian, even though the word Christian is not on the flag, he said, oh no, we can't have a Christian flag because people will think that we're endorsing Christianity. Even though he has no comeback to say, well, people are thinking we're endorsing Islam or endorsing
right.
Turkey or endorsing Communist China or endorsing Cuba.
But this is a blatant insult to the Christian faith upon which his country is founded. And you look at these other countries you've talked about, China, Cuba. Look what happens when you pull God out of the picture. When you take away that, you see what happens in these countries. And that's where they're working towards here in Boston.
Yeah, and you know, what's ironic here is even today, right this minute, Part 1, Article 2 of the Massachusetts Constitution says, "And no subject shall be hurt, molested, or restrained in his person, liberty, or estate for worshiping God in the manner and season most agreeable to the dictates of his own conscience." Then another part of the article says specifically, talks about that, and then God, the advantage of the Christian religion, and the great benefits of this and the other United States. States of America. It expressly refers to the benefits of the Christian religion in the Massachusetts Constitution.
And guess who drafted the Constitution of Massachusetts? It's the oldest constitution of any of the states in the country. And it was none other than John Adams. John Adams was a resident of Massachusetts, and he's the one who drafted that constitution. He's the same one who said, our constitution, the federal constitution, is made only for a religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So the founders would be horrified to learn that the city of Boston, the cradle of liberty as what it has been known, is censoring only one viewpoint out of about 300 requests and that is the word Christian or a Christian flag, because it is called a Christian flag. So continue to keep this in prayer. We filed the summary judgment documents, is what they're called, after much litigation and discovery, and now we're going to be waiting for a ruling from the judge. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.